This is a production of Cornell University.
Thank you. Good morning, families, friends, colleagues, and students. We're gathered here today to honor our students who are completing their academic achievements at Cornell University. And please be seated. It's my pleasure now to introduce to you the president of Cornell University, David J. Skorton.
Thank you, Professor Walcott, and good morning to everyone. I'm so glad and relieved to see the families all got here safely. Thank you for coming. On behalf of Cornell University and the deans and faculty of its individual schools and colleges, I am pleased to welcome you to this morning's ceremony and to congratulate the students who will be earning their Cornell degrees next month. Before going further, everyone, please join me in recognizing these magnificent almost graduates. Again, I want to welcome the family and guests of the graduates and thank you for making the trip to Ithaca, especially in the last 48 hours of challenging weather. I have a question for the families and friends. Out there, are there any parents or wives or husbands or partners or brothers or sisters, friends, or other family of the graduates? If so, please raise your hands if you fall in any of those categories. Students, join me in thanking these people who made it possible to get here today. And before I go on, students, I want to ask you to join me in thanking the people most directly responsible for the accomplishments that we're celebrating today and the partnership with you, the faculty of Cornell University. Some of the students here this morning are graduating in less than 4 years, having taken heavy course loads, perhaps some summer classes, and put themselves on a fast track. Some have taken a bit longer to complete their degree requirements because of a double major, or because they have changed academic programs, or perhaps because they have transferred here from another institution, because they spent some time away from campus to travel or work or for other, sometimes personal reasons. Some are earning graduate or professional degrees, but no matter what individual circumstances have combined to make you a January graduate, we are pleased to be able to recognize you for your achievements today and to invite you back to campus in May, if you are able, to participate in the formal annual commencement event. The candidates for January degrees are a diverse group, diverse ethnically, geographically, and in your career interests. Of the 859 candidates, 19% come from outside the United States. I'm very proud to welcome you as part of the Cornell family. More than 40% are earning graduate degrees, and represented among you are all seven of Cornell's undergraduate colleges, as well as the graduate school and graduate programs in law, business, and veterinary medicine. Some of you may be going on to further education or training, but those of you who have completed your formal education are moving into a global economy that, as we know, looks far different today than it did even 6 months ago. Job placement is more challenging for you than it was for many of our graduates of recent years. Yet you leave here with excellent credentials and significant skills, and those are still of great value in this country and elsewhere. And as I've said before, challenging times require creative thinking and flexibility, but that's what Cornell and Cornellians do so well. Why is it that I believe that you are prepared for any economic or other challenges that the world may hold for you? Not simply because you will leave here with a store of factual knowledge and a degree from one of the most distinguished institutions in the world, although, of course, These are important factors. You are also prepared, perhaps most importantly, because you have learned, with these faculty guiding you, to think creatively, to think critically, and to question conventional wisdom. You have lived and grown in the Cornell community, a community that is also diverse ethnically, politically, and in so many other ways, where academic freedom prevails, where asking meaningful questions is a highly respected skill and a forerunner, a prerequisite to meaningful action. In fact, for many of you, for all of you, I hope, Cornell has been a kind of second home, an environment that has nurtured you and given you skills and life lessons that will influence you positively for years to come. Maya Angelou once said, "You can never go home again, but the truth is, you can never leave home, so it's all right." This is true of your native home, your family home, whether in this culture or a far different one. However far away you will go, you will carry something of home with you in your way of thinking, in your tastes, in your individual values. It's also true of your connection to Cornell University. You won't be leaving your Cornell home behind you either. If you carry with you the spirit of inquiry, a quest for knowledge, an equally strong quest for justice, an equally strong respect for diverse cultures, and standards of excellence in everything you do. Thinking about your fast approaching graduation and departure from Cornell, about the journeys you will make toward a great variety of places and careers, I am reminded of the distinction that Daniel J. Boorstin once made between travelers and tourists. The traveler, he wrote, is active, going strenuously in search of people, of adventure, of experience. The tourist is passive, expecting interesting things to happen. The tourist goes sightseeing. Which of these, the traveler or the tourist, is likely to learn very much? Which is likely to create positive change? Which enjoys a richer life? Today, as you look forward toward the future, I ask you to be travelers rather than tourists. Be among those who make things happen, who generate positive experiences for yourselves as well as for others, rather than those who merely go somewhere and wait for something else to happen. The world, whatever the latest headlines may say about its economic and political woes, is in need of you, especially now in need of you, and it always will be, most particularly in these troubled times. You have education. You have skills. You have gifts that you have cultivated. Use these attributes not only in your professional lives, but in your personal lives and in your civic lives. Think carefully about what you can do to strengthen the communities in which you will settle. Wherever you go in the coming years, there will be people whose lives can be made better by your actions. Please do take these actions. But as you travel, I ask you to take home with you. Take the best of your native home and the best of your second home, Cornell. Both will serve you well. Last and not least, of course, I hope you will stay connected to Cornell no matter where in the world you may go. In my time here, I have been repeatedly inspired by evidence of how deeply Cornell alumni care about this university and how eager they are to remain engaged. Engaged with other alumni, engaged with faculty and students here on campus, and with the university's aspirations for even greater contributions around the world. Each of you has played a role in shaping Cornell during your time here. I and we thank you for all you have done. Good luck and stay in touch. And now it's my pleasure to turn the podium over to my colleague and your colleague, Senior Class President Caroline Newton. Thank you.
Thank you, President Sporton. Welcome, graduates, family, and friends. You made it. You must be very excited. And considering the glacial status of our campus right now, and the fact that some of you just finished your finals, you may want to leave Cornell as soon as possible. But hopefully that isn't you. Hopefully you are holding on to your last days here at Cornell, wishing you never had to leave. Because although the time you spent here was relatively short, if you're anything like me, those were and will continue to be some of the greatest years of your life. It was just a short while ago when we came to Cornell as freshmen. Move-in day brought us some interesting mix of emotions. There was some fright. Am I really ready to leave my hometown, my high school friends, my family? And what if I don't like my roommate? There was also some anxiety. Will I make good friends here? What if Cornell is so hard that I fail out? Or what if I freeze to death before the semester ends? Or get very homesick? That would be very embarrassing. But then there was also extreme excitement. You are attending a very well-known Ivy League school. You are finally independent, and you are about to discover the wonderful beauty of Big Red Bucks. Orientation week, well, that was a bit awkward. You weren't quite sure whose lead to follow. Your OL, maybe your RA, maybe your floor mates. Or should you be brave and attend the events that are listed in the orientation pamphlet that was placed on your desk, conveniently next to your very own reduce, reuse, recycle mug. The same mug that you know if you used, you'd be tagged as a freshman. But believe it or not, we all made it through orientation week unharmed. And before long, we were fully functional Cornell students. We finally put away the campus map, except for maybe in the weekends, because finding the frats was hard. They all sounded so similar. And once our first round of prelims came and went, we finally understood the mentality, work hard, play hard. As years progressed, we experienced many notable moments here at Cornell. For example, in August of 2005, Hurricane Katrina struck New Orleans. I remember sitting in basic principles of meteorology, and instead of regular lectures leading up to that storm, our professor projected the radar images on a huge screen. Everyone was astonished at the size of the storm, but as the week went on, we began to realize the path the storm would take and the damage that it would cause. Katrina's landfall was very detrimental to New Orleans and the country as a whole. But it was also a time that proved the strength of the Cornell community. Suddenly, Hope Plaza was swarmed with student groups raising money, food, and clothing for rescue efforts. And the Cornell administration accepted Tulane students who had been torn away from their very own campus. It was my first month of my freshman year when this happened, but even then, I began to realize that I love Cornell. On a much lighter note, around that same time, something else happened. Facebook became mainstream, putting our class of websites to shame. I remember that everyone carefully chose their profile picture, as it was the only picture their friends could see. Little did we know that we'd soon be frantically untagging ourselves from various photos and even videos, and that Facebook would become one of the main forms of communication here on campus. When freshman year ended and we became sophomores, we moved out of the comforts of North Campus and off to the unfamiliar realms of Greek houses, College Town, and West Campus. For me, one of the most memorable moments of my sophomore year was Valentine's Day 2007, when we had one of the very few snow days here at Cornell. And later that year, when the snow thawed, we inaugurated President Scorton. Junior year, well, most of us turned 21. We could finally go to the College Town bars, at least legally. But either way, we were finally upperclassmen. We were completing our core requirements, beginning to take some more upper-level classes. We became the leaders of our clubs and organizations, and we could finally sit outside on CTV's deck and feel that we truly belonged there. And then, finally, we were seniors. We owned the school. At least some of us feel that way after paying 4 years of tuition. But for me, senior year has been all about the last. My last orientation week, my last pre-enroll, last everything that defines my life here at Cornell. But I should really avoid thinking this way, however, because new and exciting things are actually happening all the time, even if others are coming to an end. I did experience an incredible first this year, voting in a presidential election. For many of us, this was our first time to vote. Not only was it a privilege to be part of such a big event, but being here at Cornell made it feel even more sweet. I watched the election results in College Town alongside over 600 of my fellow classmates. The energy in the room was amazing. Regardless of the party people were voting for, there was an overall sense of moving forward, together as a country, but also together as a community here at Cornell. And that is exactly what we are doing here today, moving forward together. Today, it does not matter which of Cornell's 7 schools you attended. And it doesn't matter if you define yourself as a member of the class of 2008 or 2009. Today and for the rest of your lives, you are a Cornellian. Our best friends, most of them are Cornellians too. Our mentors, professors, colleagues, even some of our employers, they're all Cornellians. Our athletic teams, dance teams, a cappella groups, student leaders, all Cornellians. So today, I urge you to move forward and proudly declare yourself a Cornell alum. You made it, you are graduating, and this is a huge accomplishment. And always remember that despite its current glacial phase, at its core, Cornell is actually a pretty cool place. Thank you.
Thank you, Caroline. We will now recognize the January degree graduates individually. I will call each dean forward and ask the candidates to rise one row at a time and approach the platform. At this time, the reader for the first college will approach the microphone near the stairs, and the professional photographers will approach the stage. Will the dean of the graduate school, Ellen Gaynor, please step forward, and the candidates from the graduate school approach the platform.
Michael Jaquith. Nozumi Ando. Daniel Goldbaum. Peter Onisi. Magdalene Laba. Alexander Romanenko. Judith Scarl. Bruno Morales Xavier. Maureen Carter. Heather O'Neill. Ki Cheng. Stephanie Devlin. Christine Frizzell. Nicole Liachko. Michelle Carpenter. Daniel Brown. Caitlin Purpuro. Roberta Hazard. Kelly Wilson. Lede Ramirez. Ingrid Biedren. Kia Hope Jeter. Daniel Ampadu. David Railsbeck. Tanya Kiseda. Alisa Diminich. Sorry. Leticia Rojas Comargo. Kareem Hamdoun. Alexander Bennett. Simeon Rosenthal. Taylor Osterley. Jonathan Huggett. Jane Leas. James Grossman. Amanda Dropkin. Michael LaRose. Avi Leviton. Catherine Moyer. Ian Livingston. Justin Hahn. Simon Frid. Carteo Chow. Sarat Polipali. Amit Arora. Yannick Basa Baquinshi. Almost. Wooyoung Shim. Charles Ferdin. Robert Portmas. Nathaniel Jones. Victor Zen. Heather Beck. Brenda Petroff. Jacqueline Tomford. Jayan Choi. Chulmin Park. Yujae Sung. Jun Sik Lee. Heidi Park. Akash Chakshi. Sorry, Akash. Daniel Woody. Paul Cheng Po Chen. Allison Mui. Anthony Filiolini Jr. Ayana Huey. Tung Jim Wu. Martin Kusang Nayir. Lisa Simbuluk. Adam Fleischer. Caitlin Jones. Alexis Tischler. Denise McKenna. Enyar Morales Rodriguez. Almost. Wiparwi Sekau Rata Nakun. Samamon Kemarat. Yishan Lee. Wenyi Wong. Gang Lui. Mauricio Rodriguez. Emra Sil Lav. Tongeg Tirasi Rachai. Rachat Rangpon Sumrit. Ling Zhang. Jay Hui. Afsin Ekdogan. Chao Wei Wu. Ani Shastri. Darshan Takir. Ideal Kara, more or less. Sorry. Jaime Antilles. Jiwu Zhang. Santosh Selvaraj. Abhishek Biel. Luke Baer. And Benjamin Tang.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you, Dean Gaynor. Will the Dean of the School of Industrial and Labor Relations, Harry Katz, please step forward, and the candidates approach the platform.
Eric Smith. Jonathan Lee. Adam Sakowitz. Whitney Cushing. Emer McCulligan Stack. Carla Messick. Polina Schwartzman. Helen Teschauer. Nikita Dyer. Ayelet Packin. Stephanie Waba. Sean Burnson. Erica Kim. Jeffrey Rosich. Ilana Yaffe. Lakpreet Gill. Jesse Smith. Gary Cho.
Thank you, Dean Katz. Will the Associate Dean of the College of Architecture, Art and Planning, Barry Perlis, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Gretel Griffith. Sinia Tumakova. Su Hyung. Patrick Yoon. Aaron Sherbani. Adriana Rodriguez Pliago.
Thank you, Dean Perlis. Will the Dean of the School of Hotel Administration, Michael Johnson, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Ethan Blinder. Olga Simkina. Radek Janowski. Kathleen McGee. Allison Werber. Haley Bain. Christine Hayner. Karen Peck. Anna Kim. Olivia G. Yin Law. Devin Lacey. Gary Schneidkraut. Sehan Lee. Chelsea Shaletti. Isaac Zimmerman. Jessica Madoni. Kristen Gordian. Lawrence Hollis. Misha Shutkov.
Thank you, Dean Johnson. Will the Dean of the College of Human Ecology, Alan Mathias, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Keith Yoder. Harvey Williams. Angela Marie DeMillo Sandel. Laura Beth Tomsick. Jenna Marie Tynan. Matthew Eisenberg. Jaipei Wu. Julia Bravere. Shi Jin Shen. Laura Wu. Yiwen Su. Wendy Viola. Natalie Gukasian. Aki Takahashi. Claire Luge. Adam Bizzoni. Rebecca Belsky. Erica Schreck. Amanda Breitman. Alexander Bowerman. Hazel Chi. Frank Lalazardida. Daniel Kaufman. Allison Rosenfeld. Elizabeth Christie. And two candidates for graduate degrees, Shayan Sun. Junaid Rahman.
Thank you, Dean Mathias. Will the Dean of the College of Engineering, W. Kent Fox, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Jenna DiCostanzo. Patrick Johnson. Brian Clapp. Marshall Soroka. Shulis J. Chetana Onyekwalu. Andrew Tortolo. Hello, Elizabeth. Elizabeth Oakley. Kersing Huang. Roger Varney. Catherine Alexander. Rustam Meyer. Nicholas Wildman. Erica LeCount. Aaron Rubin. Mark Harvey. Travis Whitmer. Yuemin Selena Chi. Alexander Roth. John Sullivan. Nick Yifei Pei. Trevor Chan. Evan Dowlin Wade. Evan passed away on October 25, 2008. Accepting Evan's degree is Captain Larry Olson of the Navy ROTC. Thank you very much. Anshuman Bhairavat. Diego Casina. Maxim Lebovsky. Rachel Kim. Betty Lee. Miran Shin. Xingyu Tsai. Tsi Aaron Teo. C. Sangjin Lee. Michael Allen. James Roll. Jason Catlin. And August P. DeRosa.
Thank you, Dean Fox. Will the Dean of the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, Susan Henry, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Nabila Abid. Leo Bagdasarian. Rosa Belmonte. Megan Black. Bridget Bugby. Kelly Jean Kamen. Nancy Campos Flores. Bradley Campbell. Kara Capelli. Claudia Castellino. Claire Chadwick. Patrick Kostrens. Dana Colbert. Emily Combs. Jordan Cole. Austin Copenhaver. Jennifer Cunningham Ryan. Maria Matilda Dubai Saxinger. Gabriel Dunn. Allison Friedman. Erica Freimuth. Ashley Gillis. Kristen Gravani. Maya Grinberg. Lindsay Hollis. Stephanie Hammerer. Morgan Hirsch. Adrian Huff. Dakota Johnson. Lee Callbacker. Margaret Kellogg. Kevin Kinsella. Kristen LeBeau. Jessica Lebo. Kimberly Liang. Jeremy LaJoy. Blake Allen Lindgren Jr. Chiro Liu. Gina Maggie. Caitlin Mitchell. Paul Molesky. Nicole Moon. Aaron Morrissey. Rebecca Morrow. Ramun Nachiappan. Olivia Penharlow. Jackie Perez.
Maurice Petriccioni. Jessica Prue. Bethany Roberts. Robert Rowland. Matthew Schiller. Benjamin Scott Killian. Erica Secor. Mackenzie Shute. Shannon Smith. Jared Snowdy. Alex Turok. Karen Huber. Ming Wu. Yu Tian. And Yihan Yun.
Thank you, Dean Henry. Will the Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences, G. Peter Lepage, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Shuravi Sarkar. Amy Graziano. Catherine Ernstrom. Angie Peck. Candace Chan. Shobit Singla. Adam Marzalek. David Sung. Robert Freeman. Jeffrey Reap. Jennifer Koiko. Noah Holtzman. Sarah Smith. Jamie Linker. Morgan Martin. Daniel Bailey. Brian Gaynor. John Cordani. Michelle Nguyen. Camden Jenkins. Jared Siegel. Rex Manchester. Heiji Choi. Yumna Sakhar. Rebecca McMillan. Salman Hafiz. Devin Conathan. Daniel Cho. Tyler Garzo. Peter Zell. Sophia Smith-Savadoff. Catherine Crocker. Preetha Raghavan. Matthew White. Right, sorry. Margaret Hochter. Andrew Kimmel. Jason Pulsar. Andres Dalau. Derek Ward. Justin Barnett. Donna Kravinskas. Rima Turner. Kelly Latta. Shai Akabas. Kyle Salzberger. Jaehyung Choi. Rebecca Cheval. Lauren Johnson. Janet Freilich. Preston Postlewaite. Scott McKinney. Nicholas Oates. Patrick Burns. Yul Kim.
Thank you, Dean LaPage. Congratulations to all of you. And I think it would be appropriate if we gave a round of applause for the graduates to be. Thank you. Will the assembly please stand and join the Cornell Lincoln Winds Music Group and members of the Cornell Glee Club and Chorus for the singing of the Alma Mater.
Oh,
This concludes our recognition ceremony. Please remain standing while the platform faculty, administrators, trustees, and candidates recess to the reception area. Everybody is welcome to enjoy the reception, and we thank you for attending and wish you a safe travel home or wherever you're headed. Thank you.